In the flash flood zone of the Texas Hill Country, search rescue efforts are transitioning now to recovery. More than 130 deaths have been confirmed so far as a result of the 4th of July flooding. Around 100 people are still thought to be missing. As NPR's Martin Costi reports from the town of Kerrville, now the attention is turning toward a more difficult long-term search.
It's been 11 days since the chaos of the flash floods, and volunteers are helping to pick up the debris along the Guadalupe in Kerrville. Cindy Martinez came up from San Antonio.
I just wanted to help, and it's my birthday, and I couldn't think of it. I'm so thankful that I'm not going through something like this, and the only thing I could think of doing, I feel so helpless.
She says doing physical work, dragging tree branches up the muddy hill, makes it easier for her not to think about the lives lost here.
Although I'll be honest with you, when I see things like a lure, a fishing lure, and I'm like reminded, like somebody just came out here to fish that day.
What have you found today?
A doll, some pajamas, and people's lives.
Texans have been following two numbers since the flood, the confirmed deaths and the missing. The number of missing has been adjusted from 160 down to about 100, but still, that's 100 question marks.
It's what we don't know. We don't know how many of them there are.
That's Kerr County Judge Rob Kelly during a Monday morning session with county commissioners. He says the number of missing is made more uncertain by the fact that it was the 4th of July.
It's the tourists that came in for the 4th weekend, the concert, the fireworks. We don't know how many came. We don't know where they are. We don't know how many we lost. We've heard accounts of trailer after trailer after trailer being swept into the river with families in them. Can't find the trailers.
Kelly says sonar equipment has been brought in and divers have started the underwater search. What they've found so far suggests the flood was so violent it buried large objects. For example, a trailer was spotted stuck in the gravel under 27 feet of water. And of particular concern are the artificial lakes, the reservoirs in the river behind dams. One resident, Ann Carr, told commissioners what her family saw flowing into Ingram Lake near Kerrville.
We went out, we started seeing the lake rise, and as we did, we saw all kinds of things float by us. Propane tanks, kitchen appliances, you name it.
Commissioners responded that there is a plan to drain at least one of the lakes, but they won't share the details yet. Draining such lakes is an expensive and potentially contentious process, especially in this case, commissioners say, because of the presence of endangered species. Nimitz Lake, about a mile and a half long, is the main drinking water reservoir for Kerrville. The view over the dam has been overtaken by crosses, ribbons, and other memorials, where locals come to pay their respects. One of them is a Vietnam vet named Dwight McDonald, pausing on the ridge overlooking the crosses. He says he doesn't see any alternative to draining the lake.
We're going to have to, and probably the one up there too, to get some kind of idea. I mean, It's a huge task, but, you know, nobody's going to stop till we get the last one. Texas is different. This is family down here.
The atmosphere on this part of the river is subdued. None of the visitors raise their voices against the sound of the water rushing over the dam, maybe because of the growing realization of what that lake may now contain. Martin Costi, NPR News, Kerrville, Texas.